This is your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. Our topic is legal protections for debtors dealing with debt collectors. My guest is Leon Baer, a specialist in bankruptcy law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization. Mr. Baer is a partner in the Los Angeles law firm of Baer, Wishman, and Liotta. I want to let all of you know this, that Mr. Baer has been one of the most gracious attorneys who I've had in the 32 years that I have been doing this program. He has volunteered for Call a Lawyer Night, which we're doing tonight if you're listening to the live program, and I'll give you the phone number in a minute. But he has volunteered for Call a Lawyer for many years. He does not pay anything for any ads for this station or anything. He is volunteering, and of course, as a guest, he's a volunteer. And so I wanted you to know that. What I want to tell you is in a couple of minutes, we're going to take a very brief break, at least as far as the half-hour program is concerned, and I'll give some phone numbers. So those of you who are listening to the live program, we're doing this on Wednesday, September 28th, can call in and speak with either Mr. Baer on the air with me or Call a Lawyer, since we're doing Call a Lawyer, which we do once a month, usually the fourth Wednesday of the month. This segment of Your Legal Rights is made possible by the actually a couple of major funders of this program: the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, which certifies specialization in 11 fields of law. It's also funded by the National Board of Trial Advocacy, which certifies specialization in 4 areas of law. Additional funding for the program is provided by the Family Law Section of the State Bar of California and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. Leon, I hope I haven't put you to sleep with my intro.
Well, I just woke up. Where am I?
All right, nice going, nice going. What we're going to do in just about a minute or so or two, what I'm going to do, because this first half hour, I think as all of the listeners know, is recorded and we send it out to 15 other stations that air it next week. So I'm going to give some phone numbers in just about 3 minutes, and I don't want that on the half hour that we record, because it wouldn't make any sense. But Leon, what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, before we do that in another couple of minutes, in your early career while you were going to law school, you were a bill collector. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I've confessed it. It's out there. It's undeniable. I'm not gonna shy away from that. I worked my way through college as a bill collector. As also during college days, I was a salesman of waterbeds. I worked as a janitor. I worked on a loading dock. But by far the best job that I had while I was in college was doing debt collections.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
It piqued my interest in bankruptcy law. But all of that is more than 40 years ago.
I thought you were only about 38 years old.
Well, I like to tell some people I'm 18.
They probably believe it. What I want to let everybody know, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some of the major issues facing debtors as they deal with debt collectors. You have practiced as a bankruptcy lawyer, and of course you are a specialist in bankruptcy law. You've been practicing how many years as a bankruptcy attorney?
37 years.
Wow, that's very, very good.
I mean, you meant counting today, didn't you?
I meant counting today.
Yeah, 37 years.
We will also, during the course of the program, the first half hour and then into the second half hour, when we continue live in the San Francisco Bay Area, live on the internet at www.klw.org. And also, as I think I hope most of you know, the program, the full hour, is uplinked to the NPR satellite. So we will be, the whole program will be available for stations beyond California. So what we're going to do is, in just a moment or so, I'm going to give those of you listening to the live program, I'll give you the phone number. And that is, if you want to speak to Leon on the air with me in the next half hour and into the second half hour, the toll-free number is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. We are doing, as I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago, we are doing our monthly Call a Lawyer Night. And if you'd like to speak to one of several lawyers here at the station, KLW in San Francisco, you might want to jot down that number, 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. Here at the station, we have Jeff Hayden for criminal law. He's a specialist. He's vice chair of the California Board of Legal Specialization for landlord-tenant. We have Jessica Chilek for employment law. We have Bruce Bernstein for tax law, real estate. He's also a real estate broker, Frank Adam. We have for patent law, lemon law, and BBB arbitration, Ron Rohde. And that's the 1-800-525-9917, which will be available until 8 p.m. California time. If you have workers' compensation law questions, Alice O'Sullivan, a certified specialist in workers' comp, will be available to talk with you until 8 p.m. tonight, which is September 28th. Her number, you want to jot it down, 510-333-3314, 510-333-3314. And if you want to speak with Leon on the air, as soon as you'd like to call in, the toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Leon, what do you feel in terms of your early life, going to undergrad as well as going to law school, being a bill collector? What has it helped you with in terms of now you are the protector of debtors? So what did being a bill collector help you to do now?
Well, being a bill collector definitely helped me realize I was on the wrong side of the desk, because I worked several different jobs doing debt collection. The only experience I had actually working at a collection agency lasted about 2 weeks, and then the boss fired me because I was too nice to the debtors.
Oh, my. Money is the root of all evil, huh?
Yeah, you know, I was instructed to be rude, to be abrupt, ooh, and I just couldn't do that. Yeah. It just wasn't in my nature. I couldn't make that happen. And after 2 weeks, the boss said, hey, you're a nice kid, but you're not cut out for this.
Oh, my. But you are cut out for being a specialist in bankruptcy law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization. And we're talking about the federal bankruptcy law. I want to have the listeners know that there is a federal agency called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, sometimes abbreviated CFPB, which deals with trying to help consumers who are barraged, let's say, with financial problems, including problems related to the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which is a federal law. If you would, Leon, since you're such an expert in this area, who does that law apply to?
That's a terrific question, and there's a lot of public misconception about this. The Fair Debt Collections Practices Act is a federal law that regulates third-party debt collectors. Third-party debt collectors are bill collectors like I was for 2 weeks at that collection agency. It does not apply or regulate the original creditor that you have a debt with. It only applies to debt buyers who have purchased debts from the original creditor, and collection agents that are working for the original creditor. So people think that the same rules that apply against collection agencies also will protect them, for example, when your major bank credit card collections department calls you. It does not, because they are not covered under that act. So the protections of that act that you may invoke when you happen to speak with the collection department of a major bank doesn't get you anywhere.
Well, let me throw out a couple of things.
You need other survival techniques to deal with them.
Let me throw something out and have you respond to it, if you would. Under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, for example, this is prohibited. Debt collectors are not permitted to call you hours before 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Of the local time. They're not permitted to call you multiple times and harass you that way. They're not permitted to misrepresent something or be deceitful to you, just as some examples. Now, are these in-house collectors, can they get away with that kind of stuff?
No, they can't. They're not regulated, per se, by the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the federal law. They are regulated, certainly in California, by California state statutes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But even where there's an absence of statutory protection, you can fall back on traditional legal remedies. For example, let's say a bill collector at a major bank is calling you and getting frustrated because you won't pay, and so they start calling you every 5 minutes. You have a right to sue them for what we lawyers call intentional infliction of emotional suffering.
That's a tort, is it not?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I explain what a tort is?
Please, if you would, yes.
Well, tort is the root word of that word torture that we all know. And it is an intentional or even an accidental wrong that is committed upon you or property that belongs to you, which the other party doesn't have any legal right to inflict. So you have a right under basic tort law to sue for things such as invasion of privacy. A bill collector calls your next-door neighbor and says, hey, that guy Chuck Finney living next door to you, he's a deadbeat, he won't pay his credit card. Well, you go next door and tell Chuck what just happened. Chuck has a right to sue the bank for invasion of his privacy. If they call Chuck every 10 minutes harassing him, he has a right to sue them for intentional infliction of emotional suffering. So, you know, you can call it by lots of different names, but there's lots of different remedies out there to deal with wrongful conduct. Everyone is entitled to be treated with respect and dignity, even when you can't pay your bills. Surprising, isn't it?
It is.
Even when you can't pay your bills, you are entitled to be treated with civility, dignity, and respect.
Leon, let me ask you this. If, for example, there is an in-house debt collection unit of a particular, whether it's a credit card company or whatever, you have told us, as I understand, that the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act does not apply. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Let's assume that a consumer, a debtor, is dealing with a third-party collection office. This is a collection company, not part of a credit card company, it's not part of a bank, but specializes in debt collection. In that situation, if, for example, someone from that debt collection company is threatening you with, well, we'll see that you are arrested, we'll see that the sheriff will be there tomorrow, that's a violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. That's an example of the worst kind of violation that occurs when debt collectors threaten you with some kind of criminal consequence. There is no criminal consequence because of the failure to pay a debt. We don't have debtors' prisons. The sheriff does not come out to arrest you because you're late on a payment to your payday loan. None of that happens. My own clients relate many of these experiences to me. It does happen in the real world. Bill collectors still make these kinds of threats. But you don't have to be intimidated by it, and you don't have to be frightened by it. And I'll share with the listeners some tips on how to deal with this kind of harassment.
Let me come back to that in just a moment with that kind of harassment, if you would. For those listeners who, for example, are being harassed by a debt collection company, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is available there to be of some help. You can file a complaint with them. I hope you all have a pen or pencil and some paper, because I'm going to give you the website and I'm going to give you a phone number that you might want to use if you are being harassed by a debt collection company. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau website is www.consumerfinance.gov/complaint. So it's www.consumerfinance.gov/complaint. If you have any questions and you want to talk with someone, a live person, which is kind of nice in today's society that we have, when we have so many recordings, it's area code 855-411-2372, 855-411-2372. Now, give us some hints, if you would, Leon, about how people can deal with this problem. I mean, for example, under the rules of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, a consumer, a debtor, can tell the collection agent, I don't want you calling me anymore. I don't want you to call my boss. I don't want you to call me at any time whatsoever. So what thoughts do you have to help people?
Yeah, you have the right under the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act to tell a third-party debt collector to cease and desist from all communications with you. That means they can't write you threatening letters. They can't call you on the phone anymore. They can't call you at home. They can't call you at work. So that's a very powerful remedy that you have. However, you got to be careful the way you use it. For example, I've heard so-called consumer rights commentators who appear frequently on television shows, daytime TV shows, you know, say, well, you know, you send them a cease and desist letter, and you tell them when they call you, you say, don't call me anymore, and they must obey that. You send them a cease and desist letter, and they have to stop communicating with you. That's just wrong-headed, and here's why. It's very bad advice, because it doesn't solve the debt problem. The debt is still there, whether they're allowed to call you or not. What are you going to do about the debt? If they can't communicate with you anymore, you are leaving a debt collector with no other recourse but to step up the warfare and sue you in court. You don't want that to happen. You're either going to resolve your debt by filing a bankruptcy or with some kind of a settlement that you make with them, or maybe the resumption of a payment schedule with them, but you're going to have to deal with it. You don't get to ignore it. Ignoring it is like ignoring a bad tooth. You know, the tooth eventually will go away, but the debt won't.
Yeah.
So cutting off the ability of your creditors to talk to you is not necessarily a good thing, because it doesn't leave them the opportunity to work things out with you.
You're saying what their recourse would be if you tell them, I don't want you contacting me anymore, is the next step would be for them within, let's say, probably a reasonable practical time to file a lawsuit against you. Is that right?
That's right. Now, look, if you owe $27 to the Reader's Digest because you didn't pay your subscription,
yeah,
look, let's face it, they are not going to take you to court over that. It'll just go on your credit record. It'll ding your credit. But they're not going to sue you for that. What I'm talking about are credit card debts of a couple thousand dollars, even $1,000. It is worth their time to sue you, and here's why. If they don't, word gets out that if you don't pay, nothing will happen to you, and then nobody will ever pay a debt. So they know they're not going to collect on every single account that they take to court, but they know that they have to keep up the appearance of working these things aggressively and going to court on them, or everyone, me, Chuck, you, who are listening, everybody will just stop paying our bills, because there'll be no consequence if we don't pay.
Let's take a brief break, Leon, for just a moment. Leon Hebert is with me, and by the way, I will let you know that Leon tomorrow, as his gracious self is, He will be taking calls, debtors' calls tomorrow. If you're being harassed by creditors, he'll take it. Here's his number, 1-800-477-3111, 1-800-477-3111. And he'll do that tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th, between 8 a.m. and noon. Again, this is a volunteer opportunity for you with someone. He's not paying anything to this station with regard to my program or otherwise. He's just volunteering his time. He's a very responsible attorney. It's also our Call a Lawyer night, and I want to give you our number, if you're listening to the live program. We're Wednesday, September 28th. That's 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. And if you want to talk about workers' compensation, Alice O'Sullivan has a separate number. She'll be available for about another 40 minutes at 510-333-3314, 510-333-3314. If you want to talk with any of the lawyers here at the station on criminal law, landlord-tenant law, employment law, tax law, real estate, or patent law, lemon law, or BBB arbitration, then call 1-800-525-9917. If you want to speak with Leon Baer on the air right now and any time during the next 40 minutes, it's a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255.
Chuck, could I take a minute and just give a quick pitch for the Call a Lawyer?
Would you do that, please? Yeah.
Because a lot of people do call us, and they think that this is going to lead to some kind of pressure that they retain us to be their lawyer.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. I'm in Southern California. If you're in the Bay Area and you call me about a bankruptcy, I'm not going to take your case. I'm there to give you advice.
Yeah.
And I don't have any pitch to make. I'm not going to make any money off of you. I'm there to give you just basic advice, the same as you would seek from a trusted relative or friend who just happens to have almost 40 years of bankruptcy law experience. All we want to do is just help you. And there's no cost for it, and we're not looking to represent you or take your case. We just want you to have access to legal advice.
And that's made very clear by the San Francisco Bar and the San Mateo County Bars, which really are the sponsors of our monthly Call a Lawyer night. They make it very clear on the information that I give to the lawyers as they come to the station, and most of these lawyers have been doing this for years. Frankly, they're very gracious with their time, that if you cannot give some direction to the caller during Call a Lawyer, then please refer them to the lawyer referral office. Do not tell them to call you at your office. That's how it works. And just to further complete this, Leon, with respect to your situation, you mentioned before we went on the air that on occasion, people who have heard you on my program or have I've referred them to you for Call a Lawyer, they somehow have felt that you have paid, like having an ad on my program or an ad with this station.
Yeah, it's normal enough for people,
Think
there's got to be a hook in everything.
Well, God, yes.
And they think, okay, yeah, I'm calling this guy, I'm going to get some free advice, but they assume the hook is that I'm going to try and pull them in as a client, and I'm not. I'm not going to do that at all. I just want to give you basic advice so you know your legal rights.
That's the name
of this show, isn't it?
And I want to make it very clear, you are not paying anything to either me, the station, or anywhere in connection with this program for being on the air or being involved with Call a Lawyer. Is that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Let me throw something. Oh, here we've got someone. All right, we're going to start with Morris. Morris, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you.
Hi.
Should I start by explaining where I'm at financially?
Well, we don't have an awful lot of time, but be succinct if you would, and then with your question would be great. Yeah, go ahead.
So I started out about $40,000 in debt about 6 months ago. I stopped looking at all the mail I was getting from debt collectors. I owed 3 different credit cards that were maxed out and 2 personal loans. just recently I settled both of the personal loans at 60%, and I'm thinking about settling one of the credit cards, which they just made me an offer. I owe $8,800 on it, and they offered that they would settle it for $6,600. And I was wondering if there was a way I could settle it for less, and then also how I can repair my credit, because my credit's tanked from about 750 to 530 in just the last few months.
Go ahead, Leon, please.
Morris, settling with one debt is fine, particularly if you get a really nice, generous discount. But what are you going to do about the rest of the bills? What's your end strategy for all this? Because if you can't resolve all the problem, you're wasting your money on one settlement.
I'm planning on paying everything else off over the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
I get the impression you've stopped paying the debts.
Yeah, I stopped paying all my debts for about 6 months, and then I ended up getting a job that paid me a little better and saved some money, so I was able to settle the debts.
I have a suggestion for you. There is a type of bankruptcy called Chapter 13, which is a great remedy for people who have gotten behind on their debts but can now afford to pay them in a reasonable way. Chapter 13 bankruptcy will stop the interest on all of those unsecured debts, and you can take up to 5 years, if necessary, to gradually pay off what you can afford to pay. So you really should talk to a local bankruptcy specialist and find out your options before you pay out money on any settlement.
Yeah, I agree.
Your credit has already taken the hit. Filing a bankruptcy is going to do little or nothing to change your credit rating right now. Your score can't go much lower. I almost never see anybody with a score lower than what you say you've got.
Okay.
So if you're interested in rebuilding your credit, you first have to get out of debt, and you'll get out of debt a whole lot faster with a Chapter 13 bankruptcy and not having to pay any more interest, because then everything you pay goes to principal.
One further thing, because we're nearly at the end of the statewide version, the first half hour, but let me ask you this, Leon, if you would. In light of Morris's example of what he's confronted with and your recommendation, generally speaking, certified specialists in bankruptcy law, if he contacted the California Board of Legal Specialization for a bankruptcy certified specialist, and he wanted to have a meeting, would that initial meeting be charged by the bankruptcy attorney generally or not?
Generally, most lawyers who practice consumer bankruptcy don't charge for consultation, because we know our clients are all broke and they can't afford to spend money on something that may or may not be a sure thing that to help them. But before you make an appointment with a lawyer, ask if the consultation is free.
Yeah,
if
that's
it's
very
not
important.
Free, thank them and hang up and call somebody else, because there's plenty of really good bankruptcy lawyers that are not going to charge you anything for an office visit.
We have run out of time for the half hour. This is Your Legal Rights, and I want to remind everybody that if you would like to speak to my guest, Leon Baer, a specialist in bankruptcy law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization, the number, toll-free number, is 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. It's also our monthly Call a Lawyer night, when you can talk with any one of several attorneys off the air. I hope you've taken down the number, but I'm going to give it to you again, 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. And I want you to realize that these attorneys who are here for Call a Lawyer, this is volunteer work that they are doing. They want to help you with your problems, give you some direction, You're not going to be in any way solicited to become a client of theirs, so there's no obligation whatsoever. The same with Mr. Bear, whose number I'm going to give you in a minute. So the attorneys here at the station, and we're doing this live on Wednesday evening, September 28th, and that number is 1-800-525-9917. The attorneys will be here until 8 p.m. California time. And that number, 1-800-525-9917. The attorneys here are Jeff Hayden, who's a certified specialist in criminal law. He's vice chair of the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. For landlord-tenant law, Jessica Chilick. For employment law, Bruce Bernstein. For tax law, real estate, he's also a real estate broker, Frank Adam. For patent law, Lemon Law, BBB Arbitration, Ron Rohde. And tomorrow, the way Leon always does it, every month, I don't think he's ever missed. Well, he missed one. That's when his partner did it some years ago. But Leon tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th, from 8 a.m. to noon, will be available to talk with you. Again, no obligation on your part whatsoever. 1-800-477-3111. 1-800-477-3111. A couple more announcements, and then I want to come back to Morris for just a moment. As far as I want to give him some more information. Support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The San Francisco Bar Association's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation in both San Francisco and Marin County. And for a referral to a lawyer or the Bay Area Mediation Services of the San Francisco Bar, call 415-989-1616, 415-989-1616. If you're in San Mateo County, the San Mateo County Bar Association also has a lawyer referral service. Call your own, 650-369-4149, 650-369-4149. If you're in any other county, every county in California has a bar association and a lawyer referral service. You can call your own during normal business hours. Tell them what the story is, and they'll find someone who's experienced, an attorney who's experienced, to meet with you for a half an hour consultation, with minor exception in California. A half an hour consultation will be $25 to $35. That money does not go to the attorney. It goes to the lawyer referral service to keep it going. Additional funding for your legal rights is made possible by the Trust and Estate Section of the State Bar of California, the Labor and Employment Law Section of the State Bar of California, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. I want to give you, if you're looking, and this is really directed to you, Morris, if you want to try, because I know you're in, I believe you're in Alameda County, if you want to have an initial consultation with a certified specialist in bankruptcy law, which actually Leon Bayer has recommended, and so do I, here's the website, www.calbar.ca.gov. Go to the left side and upper left of your screen and click on Legal Specialist for Alameda County to find out who the specialists are. There's also a statewide number. If you'd like it, it's 415-538-2100, 415-538-2100. If you want any one of the specialists that the National Board of Trial Advocacy has available, and there are four specialties, that website is www.nb, as in boy, T as in Tom, A, N for Nelly, B for boy, T for Tom, A, lawyers.com. Pardon me, nbta lawyer.org. Pardon me, lawyers.org. Excuse me for that. And that's wherever you may be. I hope, Morris, you heard what we were saying. And we have another caller here. We have Paul. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, thank you. I just have a quick question. I recently, about a few weeks ago, I was notified that my Chapter 13 discharge had occurred. And
Paul, congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations,
that
Paul.
That is a big accomplishment. For, you know, most people don't know what I'm talking about. Paul has finished a Chapter 13 repayment plan, probably somewhere between 3 years to 5 years long. And it can be a difficult thing to finish because you got to stay on a tight budget. It's not an easy accomplishment. So, Paul, I congratulate you.
Thank you very much. What has happened, however, is that subsequent to that, I've received alerts from my credit reporting services saying that a potentially negative entry has been made to my credit report. And when I looked it up, it said, for this particular company, it said trade line bankruptcy, and it gave the process date around the same time of the discharge. So I'm thinking that it's related to the discharge, but it looks like a negative, entry on the credit report. And I'm wondering, is that common, or is it something I need to follow up on, or?
No, it's common. There are many different ways of notating the same thing by a creditor. Basically, a creditor wants to put something on your report to tell the rest of the world that your debt to them has been discharged in bankruptcy. Typically, what they'll do is they'll just put the notation discharged in bankruptcy. That's what is most common. I don't think there's anything wrong with what they've said, but the wording of it is a bit clumsy. You might try disputing the item because you might eliminate it entirely from your report if they don't respond to your dispute, or they may revise the wording and say discharged in bankruptcy because the way they're saying it is a bit imprecise. It
could have
been said a lot better.
Paul, did you have an attorney representing you in Chapter 13?
I did.
Have you let your attorney know about this?
Not yet, only because it can be sometimes difficult to get information from him. So I thought, I was listening to the program anyway, yeah. So let me just call in and ask.
Does your attorney have an assistant?
He did. I think he has a new one now, but I don't know.
I get a lot of complaints from people that are in bankruptcy or finished a bankruptcy, and they can't get a hold of their lawyer.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why lawyers allow that to happen. Lawyers have a duty to communicate with their clients. You have a right to make a complaint to the state bar if you have a lawyer who is failing to communicate with you. And people call me all the time. I didn't handle their case, but they can't get through to their own lawyer.
Yeah.
And I take their call. My law firm takes their calls, and we help them. We don't charge them anything for that. It's just a travesty.
You know, Paul, I think what you might do, my suggestion is, because I've been doing consumer protection as a deputy DA for San Mateo County for many, many years, and I've been practicing law, believe it or not, for 50, although I sound very young, I know. I think what you should do, one of the things you should do is call your lawyer's office, try to speak to his assistant.
Okay.
And talk with someone, don't just leave a message. Try to speak to someone and explain what your concern is and see what can happen. My other thought on this is, as we talked about this, and you're in San Francisco County, you can either call the San Francisco Lawyer Referral Service and see if you can get a half an hour consultation with one of their lawyers who may do bankruptcy, or my preference would be that you would call the California Board of Legal Specialization if you're still if this is unresolved, and see if you can't get a consultation with a certified specialist in bankruptcy law. Did you take down the phone number for the California Board of Legal Specialization?
I took down unfortunately my phone is locked.
Let me give it again because I think this is terribly important for people who are listening to this program, especially in California. And this is a statewide program as well as being available on the internet, www.klw.org, and also on the NPR satellite for some other stations beyond California. But the California Board of Legal Specialization, its statewide phone number is 415-538-2100.
2100.
Yeah, you can call and speak to someone there and find out who are the certified specialists in bankruptcy in San Francisco. Get some names, get some phone numbers, and then call. And as Leon has suggested, before you have an appointment, find out will this initial consultation cost me anything or not. Also, another way to get to find out who certified specialists are in California and in particular San Francisco County that you're looking for, Paul, is www.calbar.ca.gov. And on the upper left side of your screen is legal specialist. Just click that on and then your county, San Francisco County, and it'll tell you who the certified specialists are in bankruptcy law. That, I think, is
before we let Paul go,
let
me just suggest, Paul, if you want, call me tomorrow as the call a lawyer service, and I'll just walk you through this. It's simple, it's easy. I don't think you need any lengthy consultation with anybody.
Let me give you that number again, Paul. This is for Leon Baer, my guest on the air.
Okay.
1-800.
Is that 525-9917?
No. Just listen to what I'm saying.
Sorry.
1-800.
477-3111. 3111.
That's Leon's phone down in L.A. That's his 800 number in L.A., and he will be available tomorrow. That's Thursday, September 29th, from 4 to 8 p.m. From,
yeah.
From 8 to,
minutes,
to noon.
I'll walk you through what you need to do. Yeah. It'll be easy.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Hey, good, Paul. Take care.
Good luck.
Leon, I want to encourage people again to call in. Toll-free number if you want to speak to Leon Baer. We're going to be on the air for not quite another 20 minutes, but it's 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And if you want to speak to any of the attorneys here at the station in the area of criminal law, landlord-tenant law, employment law, tax law, real estate law, patent law, lemon law, BBB arbitration, that's 1-800-525-9917. If you have workers' compensation questions, Alice O'Sullivan, the certified specialist in workers' compensation law, will be available for about another 20 minutes. Her number, 510-333-3314. 510-333-3314. And we'll take another call as soon as you people want to call in. Don't wait, because, time is fleeting. What happens if someone says this? Let's say a consumer who's a debtor is called by a debt collector and starts saying nasty things. Hey, you don't pay your debt, and we're going to see that you go to jail. You don't pay your debt, we're going to get the sheriff over there. What if the consumer suggests and says, pardon me, I'm going to start recording this call. Say again what you were saying. What comments do you have about that, Leon?
Yeah, a great way to handle an obnoxious bill collector is say to them, I want you to know I'm now recording this call. You can say that even if you're not recording the call. Anyone who's breaking the law or skating too close to the edge of what's allowed is going to clam up, probably just hang up the phone and not call you again, because they don't want evidence to exist in the form of a recording that could be used in a lawsuit against them.
Sure, of course.
So when my clients call me, tell me that they've been getting calls from an abusive collector, I say, just tell the collector, I'm now recording your call. Go ahead, repeat what you just said to me, because my lawyer wants to play it back in court for the judge. That'll shut them up. And you probably won't hear from that person again.
All right, let's take another call. We've got TJ from Oakland. TJ, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I actually have a couple questions. So I just, I've had some recent financial difficulty, and I have missed a bunch of payments on some of my debt, including a couple of loans that I have, as well as credit card debt. At this point, what's happened is my credit card, they're asking me to pay the full amount instead of like a monthly payment, because it's been so long since I've actually made payment. And I, you know, I've considered bankruptcy, but I've also heard that if I do declare bankruptcy, then it may implicate my chances of getting financial aid if and when I decide to go to graduate school. So,
TJ,
yeah, I'm not
hold on, TJ, because Leon has something. Leon, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me answer that concern of yours. I suggest you contact the student aid office at whatever schools you would consider attending and ask a student aid officer at that school whether or not a personal bankruptcy filing by yourself would have any effect on your ability to get student loans in the future. I think they're going to tell you it has no effect on it, primarily because student loans are not dischargeable in bankruptcy, except in the most extreme, unusual cases. So I don't think you'll have a problem, but I want you to hear it yourself from someone who's a student aid officer at any of the schools that you would plan on attending.
Now, what was the other part of your question or comment, TJ?
Sure. So the other concern that I have is currently, you know, I owe so much money and I haven't made payments. I'm afraid that legal action may be taken. Like, you know, I may get sued or you know, my creditors take me to court for the money that's owed to them. I mean, I intend to pay them back. It's just I don't have the means to pay all of what I owe currently, so not sure what the best course of action would be.
Well, why don't you talk with a bankruptcy lawyer?
Yeah.
Not to hire them, but just to find out what your legal rights are.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy will get rid of your debts if the court is convinced your debts were made under honest, good faith circumstances and you truly cannot afford to pay them back. If that's the situation, you're probably an excellent candidate for Chapter 7, which could make these debts just go away forever.
You've already
got the damage to your credit, so that's
right.
Not a concern. It's not like you're going to lose your good credit. That's already happened.
How large is your indebtedness, TJ?
Oh, goodness. I think it's probably about $20,000 now. With all my loans and credit cards that are in default. Yeah, I really hate the idea of bankruptcy. I mean, what other options are there? Is there a way they can work something out where I can make payments?
TJ, my friend, you already have declared bankruptcy.
Yeah.
You did that when a payment came due and you chose not to pay it.
Yeah.
You've already pulled the ripcord. You've just done it in a way that's informal, and the rest of the world is not bound to recognize.
TJ, I'd like to give you some comments from my standpoint as being a consumer attorney for 32 years, frankly, and a lawyer for 50. What you need to do, because you are very apprehensive about this whole thing of what may happen, you need to educate yourself. And one way that you can educate yourself is either, as Leon has suggested, get an appointment with a bankruptcy attorney. My recommendation would be to do it with a certified specialist in bankruptcy law. You're in Alameda County. If you don't want to do that, call your local bar association, Alameda County Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. I'll give you the Alameda County Bar number that you might want to jot down for half an hour consultation. I hope you can afford anywhere from $25 to $35, but it's 510-302-2222, 510-302-2222. What you really need to do for your own peace of mind and your future, you need to educate yourself instead of just worrying the worst, and get some information from someone who knows what he or she knows about either bankruptcy or your indebtedness or whatever. When you tell me or tell us that your debts are $20,000 plus such and such, that is not enormous. And frankly,
right,
it's important for you to see what can you do to take care of that so you can move on. So good luck to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Do it tomorrow. Don't put it off, because if you put it off, you'll put it off the next day and the next day, etc. Good luck.
Right.
All thanks. Right. Take care. All right. It's Call a Lawyer Night, which we do once a month, usually on the fourth Wednesday of the month. We're doing it live tonight. This is Wednesday, September 28th. And my attorney guests will be here. They're volunteers. No obligation on your part whatsoever. This is a public service these attorneys are performing. And the number is 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. And I want to thank Ron Rohde for Patent Law, Lemon Law, BBB Arbitration. I want to thank Frank Adam for Tax Law, Real Estate. He's also a real estate broker. Bruce Bernstein for Employment Law. Jessica Chilek for Landlord-Tenant Law. Jeff Hayden for Criminal Law. And a few minutes left. You can talk with Alice O'Sullivan about workers' compensation law. She'll be available for about another 10 minutes or so. That number, 510-333-3314. And because of his great graciousness and a volunteer to help people, and I'm not just saying this, Leon is not paying this station or me to either be on the air or for me to refer people to his 800 number for Call a Lawyer. He's volunteering to perform a public service. He'll be available tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th, from 8 a.m. to noon at 1-800-477-3111. 1-800-477-3111. I thought we had some other callers calling. I don't want to have them missed if we can, because we're nearly out of time. While we are waiting for that, I just want to mention to you that this segment of Your Legal Rights has been made possible by the California Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, which has been doing this for about, oh my gosh, it's 20 some odd years, maybe 25 years or so. Additional funding for the program is made possible by the National Board of Trial Advocacy, which also funds the public radio satellite transmission of the program for national distribution. I guess our last caller will be Michael. And Michael, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Quick question. I read that the statute of limitations for a credit card debt in California is 4 years, and I've been getting chased and harassed since 2009. Initially, it was a Wells Fargo credit card. Wells Fargo had foreclosed on my home, and I also had a Wells Fargo credit card that was at about $6,000 or $7,000. And through resentment and financial distress, I didn't make any payments on that. Mm-hmm. I felt very, you know, angry about I tried for about 8 months to restructure our loan. I got nowhere. And now I think that credit card debt's been sold to other companies. Every few months I get calls and letters. And this came up just yesterday. A company called my daughter, who's a teacher, and they were trying to get in touch with me through her. Mm. And this credit card debt,
I think I've got the solution for you.
What would that be?
Okay. Debts that are barred by the statute of limitations can be handled very easily.
Uh-huh.
You just say, you tell the debt collector, we both know this debt is barred by the statute of limitations. I'm not going to pay it. If I ever did owe it, I'm not going to pay it. And that's the end.
You can hire
a lawyer to do cease and desist letters to those creditors who have claims barred by the statute. And we do that. I'm sure you could find a lawyer to do it very reasonably for you. Yeah. The impact of a lawyer letter telling a collection agency to go pound sand is very effective, and you probably will never hear from them again.
Just because
the debt is barred by the statute doesn't stop them from being able to ask you for payment.
Of course not.
Right. They can't threaten to do something that they're not entitled to do. They're not entitled to sue you anymore, so so they can't threaten to sue you, but they can still call or write you and ask you to pay.
Michael, I have some further comment to tell you from the standpoint of where I'm coming from. And I am not a bankruptcy attorney. I've never handled a bankruptcy. But I've been doing consumer protection as a deputy DA for San Mateo County for 32 years. My feeling is, as Leon suggested, if you tell them that, and you probably should put it in writing, in my opinion, you tell them this is barred by the statute of limitations, you have no right to continue to do this, if that doesn't stop them, I suggest that you might want to file a complaint, since you are a resident, as I understand it, of San Mateo County.
Yes.
You might want to file a complaint with my office, the San Mateo County DA's office, Consumer Protection Unit, because that, in my opinion, for them to try to get you to pay something which already is barred is an unfair and unlawful business practice under the California Business and Professions Code. So that's something for you to think about.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, thank you. I'm writing it down, and I'll be in touch with the DA office if it gets to that point.
Yeah, and write down Leon's words, pound sand. That's very important. You've got to put that in any letter, pound sand.
I like that terminology.
Yeah, I like it. I like it myself. All right, we are nearly over. We have remaining a couple of minutes of the program, actually. And again, my attorneys who are here for Call a Lawyer are available for another 5 minutes or so. It's getting awful late. They like to go to bed early. But I'm just joking. In any event, 1-800-525-9917. And Leon will be available tomorrow if you're a debtor and have problems. He'll be available tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th, from 8 a.m. to noon, 1-800-477-3111. Again, he is a volunteer. He is trying to and does a great public service. And so I think what you should do is try to take advantage of the fact that this good man is doing this and is available for you should you need some help. So that's what it is. Leon, I think we've come about to the end of the program. Do you have any other catchy phrases other than pound sand?
Yeah, I want to know if there's any cold pizza left.
You want me to send it to you? You want me to send it by FedEx tomorrow?
Yeah, would you do that? Your listeners may not know this, but Chuck provides pizza for all the lawyer volunteers there.
Listen,
I've seen that pizza. Yeah. There's really nothing on it but some thin sauce.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful pizza. Leon, I want to thank you very much for joining us.
I want to thank you.
You're a great guest. I thank you for your service to the public, as you have done for so many years in conjunction with my program, both on the air as well as Call a Lawyer. And take care of yourself, and I look forward to talking to you in the near future. Leon Baer is a specialist in bankruptcy law certified by the California Board of Legal Specialization. He's a partner in the Los Angeles law firm of Baer, Wishman, and Leota. He's a great guy, and if you need some help, he's certainly happy to help you and will be available at his office tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th from 8 a.m. to noon at 1-800-477-3111. Next time on Your Legal Rights, we'll discuss disability-related discrimination issues in the workplace and the protections provided by the Americans with Disability Act. My guest will be employment law attorney Ginny Kim, director of the Disability Rights Program, Legal Aid Society, Employment Law Center in San Francisco, and Rose Ellen Fairgrieve, an attorney who represents management. And both of them will be here live on the program when we do that live, which will be on the evening of October 5th. And our program production staff members, our program engineer, Joanne Marr. Nice to have you back, Joanne, and production assistant, Martin McLean. Thank you very much for joining us on Your Legal Rights Public Radio, and please join us next time on your public radio station. I'm Chuck Finney.